What is going on, Laker fans? Thank you very much for tuning in. 1 hour talking Los Angeles Lakers basketball. We'll go till 8 p.m. tonight. Brad Turner of the LA Times will join me in about a half hour or so. And, man, just when I thought we had some really good stuff to talk about, just when I thought we can feel optimistic about the Los Angeles Lakers, we got some news a little bit earlier today. So I'll kind of give a little bit of a timeline on this. We usually get a status report that will get it directly from the Lakers that just will say, you know, what players are in for tomorrow's game, guys that are questionable, so forth and so forth. So a little bit earlier today, got that from the Lakers. Says D'Angelo Russell, right ankle sprain is out. Anthony Davis, probable. D'Angelo Russell is doubtful. Anthony Davis, probable. And then you saw LeBron James out. So I kind of started thinking about that right out the gate. And I'm like, okay, you're trying to be positive. You're trying to kind of see, all right, let's play this out here. They got two games back-to-back. Maybe they don't want to play LeBron on this back-to-back. You know what? Sit out the one against Memphis. That's the one that makes sense that you should sit out. And then get your horses ready to go up against, get your best players ready for the game against Oklahoma City Thunder. More realistic that you can win that game. More realistic that you kind of get your, you shoot your bullets in that game than you do against the Memphis game. Memphis game is going to be tough no matter what, even if everybody was playing. And then, I don't know what it was, a couple hours ago or so now, I'm going to read off two tweets that Shams Charania of The Athletic put out there. And look, Shams is one of the best in the business. So I, when I see him put out a tweet, I definitely pay attention to it. Sham says, sources, there's fear Lakers star LeBron James is likely to miss an extended period of time with his right foot injury. James suffered the injury in Sunday's win over Dallas, played through it, and belief is he will be sidelined an indefinite amount. Okay, sends out a follow-up tweet to that. Shams put out there. James miraculously played through the injury that is now expected to require multiple opinions, sources said, and the Lakers are bracing for his absence to be multiple weeks. I mean, I don't know what to tell you when I read that tweet, and it's almost, I don't know if disbelief is the right way to put it, because Bron, there was a clip yesterday during the game. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but it was cut up and it was put up on Twitter. And I kept seeing it during the game. On Twitter, Bron said, I heard it pop, or I heard something pop. Something along those lines. You could see his mouth, him wording that to whoever was coming up to him. Maybe it was AD. I forget it was off the top of my head. So you can see that that happened. But Bron stayed in the game. So I kind of just assumed, all right, maybe it's not as serious as it was. Now, that doesn't mean he wasn't limping after the game. That doesn't mean that he didn't look like LeBron James. But the fact that he stayed in the game, I just kind of in my head was like, okay, maybe it's not as bad as we thought. Now, Bron did have a quote after the game, and I'll read that in just a second. I know Darvin Ham, everybody just kind of mentioned, look, we'll make sure that he's good and everything along those lines. But LeBron said yesterday after the game, it's been better, that's for sure, but I definitely wasn't going to go to the locker room and not finish the game out tonight, just understood the importance of the game, and then with the momentum that we had, I felt like we could still win after being down. All right, that's obviously addressing yesterday's game. Let me walk everybody through the scenario that the Lakers are in right now, okay? 23 games was what we had before the All-Star game. We kept pointing out 23 games left, 23 games left. They beat the Golden State Warriors last Thursday, beat them handily. The first time they got to play all their players together was right before the All-Star break against the Pelicans, took care of business there. Some key pieces missing, but those weren't games. Lakers just showed that, hey, this is a better team since the trade deadline. And then yesterday, afternoon game against the Dallas Mavericks was the first time that for me it was like, all right, hey, this is a pretty good test. Luka's there. Kyrie's there. Jason Kidd, a good coach. The Dallas Mavericks, they're in playoff picture. And I'm not telling you they're a perfect team. I'm not telling you they're going to come out of the West, but it was a good test. It was on the road, and now we were just kind of starting to get a chance to see, where is this team at? Can they go on the road and beat a team like the Dallas Mavericks? Oh, by the way, they did it, and they did it without D'Angelo Russell. I won't get into the details just yet. But reading that tweet from Shams, I'm going to read the end of this. And the Lakers are bracing for his absence to be multiple weeks. March 1st is coming up. Tomorrow is the 28th, and then March 1st is on Wednesday. About 6 weeks left in the season. There's 21 games left in the season. Let's read what Shams is saying as, let's just say that that's the scenario that plays out. He misses multiple weeks. That's not a couple weeks, but let's just pretend it was a couple weeks. That's 8 games that Bron would miss. There's 8 games in the next 2 weeks. We've talked a little bit about this. Once you come back from the All-Star break, there's so many games that are bunched together. This is part of the NBA. You had, 7 days off, 8 days off for some of the players. And then it's, okay, we're going to fit as many games as we possibly can in before the postseason starts. Basically, what you're saying is Bron is going to miss, if there's 21 games left, is it safe to say he'd miss 40% of those games, 35% of those games, 50% of the games? I mean, I'm just making up numbers, but I'm just going off of what Shams put out there. And again, you know, I take Shams' word. He's really, really good at what he does, so I pay close attention to this tweet here. Devastating news. I feel bad, and as long as we will eventually get, you know, more information on this, but I feel bad on the LeBron side of it because, you know, LeBron putting out there, this was during the All-Star break, it's the most important 23 games of his career in the regular season. And we spent a little time on this. I think it was last Lakers talk that we did, kind of breaking down, well, what does that really mean? What do you mean it's the most important 23 games of your career in the regular season? It made sense. For the most part, his entire career, it was never about making the playoffs. That wasn't really in jeopardy. Now, it's been in jeopardy with the Lakers, a lot of that having to do with injuries. He went, he emphasized, hey, I don't want to not make the playoffs 2 years in a row. Bron knows he's in his 20th season. Bron knows that the clock is ticking. Bron knows that he doesn't know how many cracks, how many at-bats he's going to get moving forward to try to compete. And for him, I'm sure that as one of the all-time greats to ever do it, he's thinking to himself, I just got to get in the playoffs. Once we get in the playoffs, me, Anthony Davis, and look at all this crew of these new role players that I'm playing with, we can make things interesting. Nobody's guaranteeing you that they're going to go make a finals run. And then this news. I feel for Bron because, you know, for him, he's thinking in his own mind, all right, that's 2 years in a row that Anthony Davis has not always been there. And Bron has missed some games as well. The point is that they've had health issues, and Anthony Davis has missed over around 50% of the last 2 seasons. And then now it looks like, for the first time, it feels like in a year and a half, 2 years, things are actually lining up towards the Lakers or lining up in their favor. And now Bron could potentially miss, you know, obviously a couple of weeks or so. And if that's the case, I don't know what you want me to tell you, but I'll throw out some stats here for you. Lakers are 5-9 without LeBron this season. They're 36-62 without him during his time with the Lakers. Those are just, that's factual. That's just what the Lakers are without LeBron James. Now, can I sit here and make a case that this roster is different than the roster than a couple weeks ago? Absolutely, I can. I'm actually going to spend some time doing that. But we know LeBron James, his presence, when he's on the floor and when he's not, what this Lakers team is. And that's with Anthony Davis being good, healthy, and being on the floor. When LeBron James is not there, it's of course, it's a completely different team. You know, when AD was gone for the stretch that he was out this year, Lakers hovered around 500. You know what doesn't happen when Bron's not there? The Lakers do not hover around 500. Lakers are actually 4-1 since the trade deadline. The one loss that they have, just something to keep in mind, was without LeBron James against the Portland Trail Blazers. The Blazers put up 127 points on them, and D'Angelo played in that game, but that was the one game that lost. Now, they also have a win without Bron. That was a win that they got up in the Bay against the Golden State Warriors. So that's just kind of the reality of the Lakers situation, and I don't want to make it sound doom and gloom, but the history would say that the Lakers are not going to have success with LeBron James out there. This is the difference, and I want to spend a little time on this, and Laker fans, you know, feel free to chime in as much as you'd like here, 877-710-ESPN. If LeBron misses a couple weeks, can the Lakers still make the playoffs? Because I will tell you this, I'm going to raise my hand here, and I think a lot of people feel this way, especially before we got the news. There's more optimism around the Lakers than there has been in 2 years. There's more optimism around this team and what Pelinka and what the front office did before the trade deadline that I have not felt. And I haven't really felt that much excitement around the Lakers. We could try to get excited, but real true excitement of, hey, I think this team can hang with anybody. If Bron's not there for a couple weeks, can the D'Angelo Russell, Anthony Davis, Jared Vanderbilt, Rui Hachimura, Dennis Schroeder, Austin Reeves, Lonnie Walker, Mo Bamba, go down the list of all the players that the Lakers have, can they still make this thing interesting? Let's talk about that when we come back. Your phone calls if you want to chime in on this. Lakers Talk, by the way, is presented by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, and more. Just pull up, drive in, and drive out. Only takes about 15 minutes. Do not procrastinate. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change. I'm going to try and make a case why the Lakers can still make things interesting if Bron is out for a couple of weeks. We'll take some of your phone calls when we come back. Brad Turner from the LA Times at 7:30. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8. S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
I appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Brad Turner coming up in about 15 minutes or so from the LA Times. Man, just kind of deflating news earlier today. I read the Shams tweet from a little bit earlier to sum things up. Lakers bracing for his absence to be multiple weeks. We're talking about LeBron James. Lakers fear that LeBron is likely to miss an extended period of time with a right foot injury. You know, he had been, I remember vividly, Lakers are playing the Thunder. Bron's about to break the record. The game that he scores, 36. Needed 36, got 38, I think, something like that. And I could see Bron, when he would come out of the game, he would take his right shoe off, and he was looks like he was kind of had one of those rollers on the bottom of his foot. So he was always kind of working on his right foot. And then what that injury means yesterday is obviously going to be it could really just determine the Lakers season. Simple as that. Can I make a case here real quick? Can I try to make a case that I don't want to give up on this Lakers team just yet, that if Bron ends up missing a couple of weeks, I'm just going to call it a couple of weeks. And again, I have no way of telling how long Bron's going to be out for. I did read that they're going to try to get multiple opinions. So let me just kind of put that to the side. Only 21 games left. You only got about 6 weeks left in the season. So every week that goes by, you can basically bank on four games out the way. Lakers this week alone, Memphis, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, and the Golden State Warriors. By the time I do another show next week for Lakers Talk, four games out. So you'll be down to 17 games. It's just clock is ticking that way. I want to make a case here. I want to make a case that I don't want to count out this Laker team just yet of still snatching up one of those playoff spots. Or in this case, snatching up one of those play-in games, and then hopefully you got a, you know, obviously a healthy squad for the last couple of weeks, and you could go take a chance. There's a couple of reasons why I don't want to count the Lakers out. First off, part of the reason why I don't want to count them out is I don't think these teams that are in front of the Lakers are some unbelievable squads that if you open up an opportunity for them, watch out. Blazers are two games below 500. The Blazers don't look like to me a team that is going to make any real noise. God bless Dame. He's an amazing player. 71 points yesterday. But I don't think the Blazers are putting any fear in a lot of teams that are in front of them or behind them. Thunder, similar. Now, don't get me wrong. The Thunder have had the Lakers' number, but they're incredibly inexperienced. They're incredibly young. I think they've already had a good season just sitting where they are and the fact that they're a part of this mix. The Pelicans are currently losing to the Orlando Magic. Okay, so there's a perfect example. At home, I know Zion's not there, but they've collapsed over the last month without Zion, and no one knows when Zion's going to come back. Minnesota blew a big lead to the Golden State Warriors yesterday, and that was with the Golden State Warriors not having Draymond, not having Steph. I'm not sure if Wiggins played, but I don't even think Wiggins played. But just as an example, that's not a team you can rely on. They're going to eventually get Karl-Anthony Towns back. Utah, nice team, but to be honest with you, I don't think it matters to them whether they're in the mix or they're not. Their goal was sell off all their players, go get as many draft picks as they can, and they went out and did so. So the competition, it's not like you're facing teams that are unstoppable. These are all 500 teams, game or two above, game or two below, and that probably won't change the entire way. I'm going to make a case for the Laker personnel that they have. I like what the Lakers did at the trade deadline, and I'm pretty sure everybody who's listening to this show likes what Pelinka in the front office did at the trade deadline. Of course you have to have LeBron James. Of course, if you're going to go anywhere, LeBron is so incredibly important. But can the Lakers hang around 500 with Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell, who's doubtful for tomorrow, so I'm already hurting my own case because D'Angelo goes down with that ankle injury a couple games ago. How long is it going to take for D'Angelo to not only get back but be comfortable with playing 30 minutes a game? That's a big question mark. But can the Lakers with Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, Jared Vanderbilt, who we were praising yesterday, as we should have been praising, Austin Reeves, Dennis Schroeder, Mo Bamba, the rest of this crew, can they not beat some of these teams that are in front of them? Can they play 500 basketball while Bron is gone? And oh, by the way, I don't know if playing 500 ball when LeBron is gone is going to be enough. You're already three games below 500. It might not be enough. I don't want to count them out. I really don't. I think I have some curiosity because it's not like I've seen 25 games with these guys. We're all kind of trying to figure it out. We just know that what we've seen so far, we've liked. And two of those games already the Lakers have played without LeBron with these new guys. Remember, after Bron broke the record, he sat out three straight games. One against the Bucks, one against the Warriors, one against the Blazers. Lakers went 1-2 in those three games. But actually, no, I'm sorry. Lakers went 1-1 because the Bucks game, nobody was ready to play yet. And none of the new players were able to play yet. I don't want to count them out. I really don't. I think I have a curiosity to see if this Lakers team can hang. Maybe I'm crazy, but I don't want to count them out until I get to see three, four, five games with these guys going together, and we take it from there. Let's go to Solomon in Lake Balboa. What's going on, Solomon?
Hey, I'm good, Alan, and you are not crazy. I think the Raiders. I think the Lakers. If they tread water, you're correct. It may not be enough, but they can at least do that with the players that they have and that they obtained in that trade. And I know this might sound crazy. They kind of owe it to LeBron. This guy has grinded out this season on that bad wheel for a long time. And I was afraid this was coming. There was going to come a point where he just couldn't go anymore. And hopefully it won't cost the Lakers an opportunity to get into the playoffs. So I'm with you. I'm positive about it. I think they're deep enough now that they can still make a run, and let's see what happens.
Salman, I appreciate you calling in. Okay, two things I want to hit on. First off, what you said about the Bron piece of this. And I mentioned this. Listen, if there's one thing LeBron James has continued to do, is it's miraculous at his age, the way the NBA is geared, how many games he actually ends up playing. It's miraculous that Bron, in his 20th season, is still lacing it up and giving you 36 minutes a night or whatever he is and averaging 30 points a game. I don't know what's going to happen. I cannot obviously predict, but I have some curiosity. I do. I mean, if I want to throw this all on Anthony Davis's shoulders and say, Anthony Davis, carry him, I've done that before, and that hasn't really worked out. But I don't want it to be AD, carry him. I'd like it more to be AD, Vanderbilt, Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley. There's enough guys there. All I've been talking about these last couple of days is some of the Lakers' depth. So I would hate to just kind of have this on one individual and then all of a sudden put it all on, well, Anthony Davis, this is your time, this is your moment. I think AD has proved, look, he's got to have the right pieces around him. Obviously, he's got to have Bron with him as well. But if we are having this conversation 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks, whenever the All-Star break was, I'm sorry, whenever the trade deadline was, and it was the same team that the Lakers had before the deadline, and it was Patrick Beverley and Russell Westbrook, and it was Juan Toscano and Damian Jones and Kendrick Nunn, all these guys, Thomas Bryant, if it was still that team, I would tell you, yeah, start preparing for the offseason. That's a wrap, guys. Call today, April 9th is the last game of the regular season. If Bron's going to miss games, if it was still the same roster as it was before the trade deadline, I would be planning my vacation coming up for late April and early May. But it's not the same roster, and I do have much more confidence in this current roster today than I would have ever had before the trade deadline. That's not to say that it's still not, you know, an incredible challenge what the Lakers got in front of them. Brian in Encino. What's going on, Brian?
Not much. It's obviously some devastating news. We really needed LeBron to come in and kind of take us. I think we could have made it to the sixth seed with LeBron. We were only a few games back, and we were on a roll. But now everyone's up, and that includes AD, who I don't really have any confidence in. He's got to really play like Kobe said to Pau Gasol in 2012. It's time to put your big boy pants on and take us into the play-in game, and hopefully LeBron will be ready by then. Because all we got to do is it looks like it has so much chemistry, and we're good to go. And I also really need LeBron back for my fantasy team, but that's
fair enough. Yeah, no, thank you for throwing down that last part in there, Brian. I know it's very critical to your fantasy team. No, I appreciate you calling in. Listen, I think the points are interesting. I think the points are fair. I think the Anthony Davis piece, that's why I've done this a few different times when talking about AD. Look, AD had a game yesterday where he was 35 and 15, 3 or 4 blocks, whatever he had. He was fantastic against the Dallas Mavericks. I loved it. He had some moves, some isolation moves, looked beautiful, smooth as can possibly be. Looked like, you know, if we start looking at, we looked at some games when 2020, that bubble. He's had moments like that this year. But I haven't seen AD have a lot of those moments on a consistent basis with the Los Angeles Lakers and not having LeBron right next to him. So we have to wait to see if that happens. Now, I will say this. If D'Angelo is healthy, if D'Angelo's around, that could also change the dynamic a lot. But as of right now, D'Angelo is doubtful for tomorrow, and they got another game coming up on Wednesday against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thomas in L.A. What's going on, Thomas?
Hey, Alan. First thing I want to tell you, please no more hot dog eating contests with Mason.
Okay. How long ago was that? Like 3 years ago? Yeah, I think I've retired from there.
I'll just let you know I've been listening to you for a long time. Listen,
appreciate it. Listen, thank
dude. I got three grown sons. They're in their 40s. Mm-hmm. Just because you criticize somebody does not mean that you hate them. Please record this and let LeBron hear it. Stop your complaining. Stop complaining to the refs. If you want to be the GOAT, now, number one, he may be the GOAT in his generation, but stop comparing him to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was so exciting to watch. He had the movies. He had all that stuff. It's just, please, LeBron, stop complaining
Thomas,
to the refs.
Would it be fair? And I appreciate you calling in. Look, the complaining stuff. Who was it? Lakers played Dallas yesterday, and Luka, I feel like, complains every 30 seconds. I agree with you. I hate the complaining. I hate the. I mean, sometimes look, the referees, do they make mistakes? Do they make those? 100% they do. But let's put that to the side. The GOAT conversation. I'm going to tell you where I am, and I only have to do this once because I don't really do this very often, anyways. You could say it's if I sat four different people down and some of them might be in four different generations. One guy might say, hey, Wilt is the greatest player of all time. The next guy might say Kareem's the greatest player. The next guy might say Michael Jordan's the greatest player. And the next guy might say LeBron James is the greatest player. I don't really think any of those answers can be wrong. People can make a case. It's the same thing, and I think it's similar. You know, when people try to have the conversations, the best band of all time, it's the best rapper, it's the best country singer. It's kind of your preference. They're all the great, so I don't really like getting into the too much in the weeds of that world. Okay, got Brad Turner, the LA Times, coming up next. I'm going to get his thoughts on this Lakers team, and we'll get his opinion. Can the Lakers still hang around for a couple of weeks here if LeBron James is out? We'll do all that coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I appreciate you guys being a part of the show. We'll get Brad Turner here on in just a second. Lakers got a couple games. It's a busy week for the Lake Show. The Memphis Grizzlies coming up tomorrow. They also got, and all these teams, it's interesting. You got the Thunder, who are half a game behind the Lakers. A little bit later in the week, Friday, you'll have the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are one game in front of the Lakers. You still got a game against the Warriors, two games in front of the Lakers. I was trying to make the case here that a lot of these teams in front of the Lakers or around them, it's not like anybody's going to run away with this thing. So let me give you a perfect example. Pelicans lost at home today to the Orlando Magic, 101-93. I had that game on in the background. It's again, can the Lakers hang around? If LeBron is out, we'll have to wait and see. But there's also, I don't think there's that many teams. There's a number of teams that are either at 500, a game or two up, a game or two below. No one, I think, is going to run away with this. Want to welcome in Brad Turner, covers the Lakers and the NBA for the LA Times. BT, first off, as always, greatly appreciate your time. I will start off with, you know, the news tonight that's going around. First, we get the note from the Lakers that LeBron's going to be out. Shams Charania had tweeted out that the Lakers are bracing for his absence to be multiple weeks, talking about Bron. I know you got a lot of insight as well, and I'm just curious to get your thoughts. What do you make of this, and what do you make of some of the reports that are out there right now?
Well, obviously, it's bad news if these reports are true. And based on the things that I'm hearing, and also my coworker, Darren Wyke, who's with the team in Memphis right now, it doesn't sound good. We know LeBron has this history of coming back before we think he can. But there are, 6 weeks left in the season? And if he's out for whatever the extended period of time is, we don't know what that is. He doesn't know what it is. The Lakers don't know what it is. It's just not good for them because they were playing so well and they're fighting for a playing spot at the very least, and perhaps even the top six spot.
Yeah, BT, and I don't know what you think of, you know, as the season was progressing and Bron was putting on all those minutes, and he wasn't doing it because he was bored. He was doing it because trying to keep the Lakers in the hunt, trying to keep the Lakers in the mix. How much – I'm curious, how much do you think this is just part of the wear and tear of being a basketball player that's 20 years in the NBA, all the minutes that he has in the playoffs? I mean, I really do try as best as I can to take a step back and just appreciate what Bron is doing at this stage of his career. If you're going to miss some significant time or a couple of weeks or whatever it is, like you just mentioned, BT, it's not a surprise or a shock. I mean, the man is out there every single night. He's playing 36, 38 minutes. It's just it's amazing what he's tried to do over these last couple of years.
You know, that's a good point you're bringing up. 20 years in the league of playing, at some point your body just can't keep doing the same thing. It just can't take that pounding. We don't know. You and I aren't doctors, so we don't know for sure. But we can only assume that early this year when he's playing those 36, 37 minutes a night, sometimes 40 minutes a night, what did that do to the foot, to the body? Although the last two games, he played, what, less than 26, which is good,
right.
And they won those games.
I think he had a 29 and a 26. You're right, under 30 minutes in those last two.
You know, so that says a lot about how well the team was playing and how deep they are, and that they didn't need him to put that much time into the game for the Lakers to win. But now you just start to wonder, man, does it adds up. No matter what we think, it adds up to the degree – it's at right now, we just don't know.
So we're coming off a really, really great start to that road trip. And I know, a quarter and a half into that game against the Mavs, Lakers at one point down 27. But, BT, they find a way to come all the way back. D'Angelo Russell doesn't play in the game yesterday. A number of guys contributed. One night, you know, against the Warriors, it was Beasley. Yesterday it was Jared Vanderbilt, so one of these new Lakers that really has impact in the game. It's so tough to try to think of this Lakers team right now, not because Bron is not there, but more because there's so many new pieces. But I think it's fair to say so far those pieces have meshed. So far it feels like guys understand their role, and this team is a lot better than it was a few weeks ago. If Bron is out for a couple of weeks, can this team hang with, you know, some of these other teams in the Western Conference? Can they hover around just to still be in the mix for, by the time, you know, hopefully LeBron comes back down the road? Is this team good enough? Have you seen enough to think that they can hang?
Well, if you say hang, yes, they can hang. But you want to win. Can they win some games? That's the big question for them. I think they can if Anthony Davis now takes his game to another level. What we saw last night out of AD is what we were going to need to see, even though LeBron James had played. With LeBron James being out for sure tomorrow against the Grizzlies, AD has to be that guy. It's got to be – I sound like Shaq now. It's got to be like 30 and 12 a night. But those are the numbers that they need out of Anthony Davis. He has to be the best player on the court every single night. No matter who the team is, it has to be Anthony Davis. Now, of course, they will need to get back D'Angelo Russell as well. He's out with an ankle injury. They'll need him back to kind of take up some of the offensive slack with LeBron being out. But for me, AD is that guy. I need to see him play like he did last night for the rest of the season.
BT, do you have confidence that that can happen, that will happen? And I'm just going off of, you know, obviously his history with the Lakers. If he's on the floor and Bron is not there, do you have confidence that he could be that player that you're referring to or that player that you saw yesterday on a consistent basis?
You know, I do. I do because we've seen it over a long stretch this season. We saw it again last night. Obviously, the game against Golden State at home. He had a double-double, only five shots, but the idea for Golden State was not to let him be the dominant force. He has to be the guy that says, give me the ball. I'm taking the ball. I'm going to run things through me. And you guys play off of me. I know that's not how he thinks, but for them to win, he has to be a force every single game, and he can't be that going forward. He has to be that. Otherwise, it would be a tough goal for them without LeBron.
Brad Turner taking some time here to join us on Lakers Talk. Covers the Lakers for the LA Times and the NBA as well. You know, BT, the way you're describing, I can't disagree with you. You're not wrong on the Anthony Davis has to take over. You're not wrong on that 30 and 15 stat line with three block shots and doing a little bit of everything. It's got to be there every night. What I find kind of fascinating, and I think is just equally as important, these new guys that the Lakers have, it's the unfortunate part is we have such a small sample size, so I can't sit here and say it's been 30 games that they've played together or 40 games that they played together. It literally has been 5 games. And I know in 2 of those games, Bron wasn't even there because he was recovering after the game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. As important as it's going to be for Anthony Davis to do work, man, they're going to need 3-4 other guys to step up every single night. And I think, you know, what you mentioned about the D'Angelo Russell piece, if D'Lo doesn't hurt his ankle just 2 games ago and now doubtful for tomorrow, let's say he misses tomorrow as well, that's supposed to be your third best player on this team. And that's where it really kind of, it's a tough pill to swallow, because it's not just Bron that's out. It's the other playmaker, the other point guard that you're supposed to have in this situation.
I mean, that's 2 starters you don't have. That's, let's just say, calculated to be almost, what, 40 points? You know, double figures in assists, double figures perhaps in rebounds that you're missing. I mean, guys that run the offense for you. That also means that you put more minutes on the bodies for other guys that normally wouldn't play a lot. I mean, Dennis now had to play a few more minutes. Troy Brown maybe plays more minutes because LeBron is out. You have Austin Reeves now being a backup point guard. He can do it, but that's not his sole role for the team. You have Rui Hachimura, who now has to come in and show that he can be a quality role player. I mean, it requires all of them to do their jobs and do their jobs well until LeBron comes back and until D'Angelo comes back.
You know, it's crazy, BT. I know it was a long time ago, but sometimes you play the season out and there are certain games or certain stretches and you say, well, that's going to cost you. The Lakers are still trying to dig out a 2-10, right? And,
and
it might be the difference. Listen, I know there's a lot of things in between. You can't just look at it as the 2-10 is the reason why the Lakers didn't make the playoffs. AD's missed games. Now Bron's missing some games. You had the finally, by the time the Lakers made a move at the NBA trade deadline, only 23 games left from the All-Star break. And there's a lot of storylines. But isn't that kind of crazy? They started off 2-10, and they never got back to 500. And at 3 games below 500 right now, you play a Memphis team tomorrow that you know is going to be ready to go, and that's going to be a tough one. You can fall 4 games below 500 by the time tomorrow's all said and done, and no one would really be surprised or shocked, especially without Bron, potentially no D'Lo as well. It's crazy that 2-10 start. They were you felt it when it was happening. How the heck do you dig out of this? They still to this day have not dug out of that hole.
No, they haven't. That's that's tough to do when you start the season that way. And think about this, Alan. They also went on a 5-game winning streak, and they still couldn't dig out of it. Because then, after the winning streak, I think AD gets hurt not long after that. LeBron has missed games. And it was just a lot of stuff going on that didn't go their way. But, look, here we are.
Yep.
They still are in it. As you said earlier, the Pelicans lost tonight. Mm-hmm. They were a game ahead of the Lakers at the 10th spot. So now it means the Lakers tonight is just a half game behind them. Portland's also right there ahead of the Lakers. So it's not over. They just have to dig down a little bit more like they have all year long and try to get some wins.
BT, I'm curious to get your thoughts here, and just a couple NBA questions. We're going to let you go. The NBA right now in the Western Conference, you know, whether it's watching the Nuggets and the Clippers yesterday, or it's watching Memphis blow out Denver the night before, or it's watching the Clippers and the Sacramento Kings go to double overtime. You look at the Western Conference right now, I think everybody's just waiting for KD to obviously come and start playing with the Phoenix Suns. But if I told you pick one team out of the West, let's just assume who's healthy is healthy. Can you pick who's your one team that you pick, or and you could have some subplots in between of what you think?
Man,
it's tough.
So difficult to do.
Okay, BT, how about this? If the playoffs started today, just to kind of give you an idea, Suns would play Clippers in the first round. Dallas would go up against Sacramento. Golden State would have Memphis. There's so many good matchups here in the Western Conference. I'm just curious to kind of how you think this is going to unfold.
You know, I watched the game last night between the Nuggets and the Clippers, and I was impressed by Denver. I think they have the talent to come out of the West. They're going to have – they got the center in Jokic, who is a two-time MVP, may end up being the third-time MVP, three in a row, which hasn't been done since, what, Larry Bird, I think
Larry Bird, yeah.
Right? And they're pretty deep as well. I'm going to pick one team if I have to. I'm picking Denver to come out of the West. All things be considered, everyone's being healthy. Everyone's playing their best basketball. They have been the top team in the West all season long. I'm sticking with them.
What's crazy, BT, is for the most part, I haven't really heard anybody talk about the Nuggets, or not they haven't talked about them, but they're not picking them to come out of the Western Conference. And you're right, there is something about them where they just keep playing. I watched that game yesterday against the Clippers as well. I know the game went into overtime, but push came to shove. Everything ran through Jokic. Jamal Murray gives what he can. Aaron Gordon, I'm drawing a blank here. Reggie Jackson they just got,
right.
Michael Porter Jr. But it is KCP on that team. It's just fascinating because I could ask five different people who do you think is coming out of the West. I could get five different answers, and that's what makes this season pretty unique.
It does, because most people think that it'll be the Phoenix Suns because they have a Kevin Durant. But he hasn't played yet, and that's not a bad choice.
Here's the beauty is when that team gets put together, and obviously if everybody's healthy, they'll definitely be one of the favorites, and we'll have to kind of wait and see what happens. BT, I appreciate your time as always, my man. I will see you for the Lakers' next home game coming up this Friday. Always appreciate your insight.
Thank you. Will Michael Thompson be at that next home game, you think?
He'll be there with you, waiting right there with you.
Well, I'll make it anyway.
All right, BT. Thank you, brother. I appreciate the time. All right, that is Brad Turner of the LA Times right there. Okay, final thoughts when we come back. That kind of previewing the next four games will be a little bit different, but we'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. Thank you to Hogue for their partnership here on Lakers Talk 710 ESPN. So, packed week for the Los Angeles Lakers. I know we already talked about it. This is the news. The news tonight is sources, at least out there, Shams Charania saying that Lakers are bracing for Bron to be out for multiple weeks. Only 6 weeks left in the season. So let me break down a couple things here real quick for everybody as we give our final thoughts. 21 games left. The Lakers actually gained ground today in the NBA standings at that number 10 spot because the mighty Pelicans lost to the Orlando Magic at home. They are in a free fall. They've lost four games in a row, and that's just kind of been – the Timberwolves have lost three in a row. Pelicans have lost four. Oklahoma City has lost three. Everybody's pretty much playing 500 basketball. And then here are the Lakers, 4-1 in their last five on a three-game winning streak, trying to make it four tomorrow. the news about LeBron James obviously makes this an incredible challenge for the Lake Show. I was trying to make the case, and I saw some people, you know, tweeting at me with some different things. I was trying to make the case that I still think that this Lakers team can win. They can win some games even without LeBron James here. And I would not have felt that way. You know, I would not have felt that way before the trade deadline. But I really, really like the players that the Lakers currently have now. I think really now what it's going to come down to, if Bron is out for a couple of weeks, what's D'Lo's health? Because if D'Angelo Russell is there and he's all right and he's as close to healthy as he can possibly be, and he's doubtful for tomorrow, so that could be a strategic thing, and they're saying, okay, forget tomorrow's game, let's just focus on the Thunder game coming up on Wednesday. Part of me doesn't think that that's the case, because I think if he can go, they would have him in these games. You only have 21 games left. But the D'Lo piece becomes incredibly critical, because that's what you're going to need with Anthony Davis. BT was trying to make the case that AD's got to take over, and he's got to have the 30, the 15s, and the four block shots and everything else. Just kind of have to have games like last night. I'm not saying he doesn't need to do that, but what I'm saying is what's equally important is four or five other guys are contributing. That Beasley and Rui and D'Angelo and Austin Reeves and Mo Bamba, Jared Vanderbilt, all these other guys are going to have a piece in the pie here, and if they don't, it's going to be very difficult for the Lakers to win some games here. Quick shout out here, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, a proud partner here of Lakers Talk. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Again, SoCalOilChange.com, and make sure to get your car serviced whenever it's time to get the service done. So the four games this week: at Memphis tomorrow, at Oklahoma City on Wednesday, home against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and home against the Golden State Warriors. I will say, if Bron is to miss a couple weeks, as an example, that's eight games right there. And the schedule is so condensed and it's so packed. Each one of these games are obviously critical. I'm a little less interested in tomorrow's game against Memphis. I'm more interested in that OKC game on Wednesday. I know that kind of sounds funny, but the OKC game I see as it being very winnable, and the Memphis game being incredibly difficult just because of the predicament the Lakers are in. All right, Laker fans, that will do it. I'm back on tomorrow morning with Travis Rogers at 10 a.m. Also, we'll have pregame show starting tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Thank you to Michael Funches, Laura Romo, Mario Ruiz. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. L.A., hope you guys have a great rest of your night.